Hoot. 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 Hoot.
Here we are. What's the date today?
Oh, it's sometime between September and December.
It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday night. We just finished another. We just finished another live AEW Dynamite live from Chicago.
Oh, when we were in the main event, you mean?
Yeah, that one. And what we have is a first for the boys, first for talking shop.
We're at a fully nude hotel resort.
What?
You said it was a first.
It sounds like you've been puffing on old grandpa's old cigarettes.
Well, it sounds like I've been puffing on grandpa's old cigarettes. You tried to use the Dumb and Dumber reference, but you messed up the weed and the beer reference. So which is it I was doing, Larry?
The left-handed cigarettes?
I don't know about that.
The left-handed ones? Anyways, hand that over here, would you? Just ribbon on the square.
Here, have yourself a
good to go.
Cigarette.
Here we are, guys. We're live from the Chicago Marriott. We got me, we got the LG, and we got Balls Deep Billy live and in person. In Chicago, Illinois, for the first time together, doing an actual live podcast together.
He's got a fanny pack on. I have a merce. You know that. I wear a merce. And I filled it with Coquefort. because he's been pounding himself raw with the celibacy.
Are you still celibate, Balls Deep?
Oh, yeah. I haven't pissed a kiss.
Wait, you haven't came?
No.
Shut up.
Hold on. You've not pleasured yourself?
Can you deadlift?
No, I'm doing the whole thing.
Can you deadlift 800 pounds?
Really? How long has it been?
Oh, I've been living in the gym, bro.
You haven't came at all?
No.
Oh, my God.
Not in a woman.
You're lying to the boys.
Not in your hand.
I swear.
You didn't fuck a pillow?
Nothing.
A napkin?
No, I'm praying for a wet dream.
A donkey?
Nothing.
So no wet dreams?
Nothing. I want one so bad so I can just feel some relief.
I don't want one. That's going to be disgusting.
What are you?
To launder.
Well, what are you?
For fuck's sake.
What are you?
Your sheets are going to be, they're going to be like baseball.
Oh, but it'll be a tent.
Oh my God! Hey, you know what though? Like, let's give him a round of applause.
North American jizz machine.
Well, round of applause, brother.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Why is he doing this to himself?
Now, why are you doing this to yourself?
I don't want to piss a kid right now.
Couldn't you have a nice girl? You have a nice fucking pasta dinner with once a week. Maybe
I would love to have spaghetti with somebody.
little pasta dinner.
I would love to.
Anything.
I would love to. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Let me fall back on just the pleasures of the flesh.
What? Okay. All right. Well, listen.
I like where you're going with this.
I've been married for almost 2 years right now, so I just came off the scene. It's well documented.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? When the first time you go out for this nice pasta and lamb.
He's a cum in 2 seconds.
No. This is new school dating. Mm-hmm. You're going to go on a date with a woman who's out there in the world. She's going to want to try you out before date two.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she's going to want you to fucking cream pie her and make a little sweet brother, but
she's
going to want to check your oil.
That's fine.
What are you going to do?
Time out. What's your question?
It's been since May.
My question is this. What happens?
Not one masturbation since May?
That's what I'm saying, man.
Holy fuck. This is really taking a turn for some insanity.
We can't even do the thing.
You and I can't even go a day.
Think about this. What's he going to do when he goes on a date with a pretty woman? And she's going to be highly attractive with his hair and his new bod. And they have a nice meal and they're clicking. They have maybe a little wine.
Look at his beard.
And then next thing you know,
she wants to
check out your fucking daddy parts. Then what happens?
I'm going to tell her, listen, let's not rush this.
It's going to be like a fucking missile hitting the poor girl.
Most likely.
She's going to fly backwards.
The window of the fucking downtown
Hyatt. I just think what will happen most likely is I'll tell her, like, let's just continue to go slow. Let's just get to know each other first and see where this goes.
What if she's like, I'm attacking that cock?
Casualties of war,
time
man. It's time to go.
Incredible.
Time to go.
Wow.
Eventually, it's going to have to happen.
Of course it is.
Eventually, it's going to happen.
Your balls are going to start hurting.
Are you nuts, heavy?
Yeah.
And we started off hot in Chicago, baby.
You're going to fucking blow somebody's head off.
Holy fuck.
You know what your problem is? You're a problem in society because you're walking around with a loaded weapon right now.
It is.
And you don't have a good release mechanism.
I don't.
Holy shit.
You should take up boxing or something.
I've been doing the Muay Thai, the weightlifting, the yoga.
Oh, seriously.
You haven't been doing the cranking of the dick and balls.
No, I have not been doing the cranking of the dick and balls.
And he hasn't shaved the chest either.
No.
Still the hairy good brother. Look at that.
I like it.
You guys like that, right?
She likes it.
No, I'm shaved completely.
He's like a baby's ass.
You gotta keep it going. Right. Melio, what the fuck are you doing in Chicago, baby?
Okay, so when you guys...
I'm here to catch a nut.
No.
Yeah, listen, we'll help you. Me and LG gonna attack him.
If we blow on each ear, this motherfucker's coming. So be careful what you doing in here.
Well, you bought me a meal, so fucking...
We're halfway there.
Halfway there, baby.
No. I can't wait to make you come.
So...
Anyways, what the hell are you doing here?
I'm working with Renee. We have a big podcast coming up in the next 2 days.
Yep.
Renee rules.
She didn't fly me on Spirit.
What did she fly you?
American Airlines.
That's incredible. You know who flew you Spirit?
Who flew me on Spirit?
Rocky.
He don't like me.
I said, Rock, did you really truthfully fly him on Spirit? He goes, yeah, $1 the best price. I said, Rock, you got to put him on a fucking... We needed him.
Full disclosure.
Yeah.
I really honestly did fly Enzo on Spirit.
But of course.
Whatever.
That was in the middle of a pandemic. Like, we didn't know what we were doing
it was
then.
Also funny
it was our cheap. First, but it was our first business thing we ever did.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have flown. Emilio knows the joke, and he gets the fucking email says he's on Spirit.
It really sucks when you're in on the joke, and then the joke's
becomes you. So I.
When you sent me the screenshot of like, hey, the Spirit account, I said, were you really on Spirit? Yes, I went.
Yeah, I was.
Jesus, I'm sorry. Like it was a. That was Rocky.
Rocky's
going.
Rock scratched his head going, huh? Yeah, the least famous guy has to book the flights.
I was just like, they hate me.
Is Rocky Beavis now?
Yeah, he is.
I was just like, yo, they hate me. They hate me. They don't like me.
Because you know us.
I appreciate you taking the initiative. Now here we are over a year later. We just celebrated the 1 year anniversary of Talking Shop maybe 13 months ago. We put this historic event together.
Yeah.
And now I realize what you were doing. You were getting us back, but you don't want to take it out on your boys, so you wrecked Hawkins' rental car.
Yes.
Because you knew we would pop for it, but knew that the message was sent, so we wouldn't fuck around with your flight ticket.
Exactly.
Hashtag respect.
Thank you very much. I still wound up paying thousands of dollars, but hey, man, mission
hashtag
accomplished.
I can't hear what you're saying right now. Anyway, where are those potato chips?
Oh, those are mine. Don't touch those.
You want some of the birdie?
No,
you eat up.
I ate so much.
I'm kidding. We ate so much. Let's get back to the car wreck real quick. The one thing car wreck.
Cutler?
So did Hawkins, did you actually pay Hawkins? How much did Hawkins get charged for the car wreck?
I don't know if he wants to disclose that, but he sent me the bill.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Was it extensive?
It was
thousands.
It was thousands. And I was a man of my word, and I sent him a PayPal, and he was like, "All right, great. I was like, "Do you need?"
I remember
he didn't tell me because like you guys had this weird heat after it.
Well, of course, just
and
because
then
there's weirdness.
Goes, your boy sent me the PayPal. I go, "Well, you can't be mad at him now."
No. So I think Gallus has it a little wrong. He goes. I sent time out. I
see.
Lying. He goes. I sent Emilio.
Literally, I made all that up.
I sent Emilio the bill. Let's see if he pays. Something like that.
Oh yeah, he did.
And then that. And then within seconds he paid. He paid the bill. Of course, he's not a piece of shit.
He's not a piece of shit.
He didn't wreck it on purpose. Like,
well, that's
got him. Why can't you drive?
He
lives in New York City.
I can. I'm not just the most confident.
You see the little stutter on the beard fix? The beard fix.
Hold up a minute, Hoot. I'm not the best driver. I'm not the most comfortable.
Is it just because you didn't drive often living in New York?
Yes. I mean, like, literally the most I drove was to the gym or to like church. That's it.
Bro.
Choice. That's it.
A little choice.
But here's the thing, though. Think about New York. Think about how much we hate driving.
Oh, it's the fucking worst.
If I grew up in New York City, I wouldn't know how to drive.
Oh, dude, it was the worst.
I was riding subway systems when I was like 12, taking the bus.
With rapists, murderers.
And where would you like park your car?
Legit, if there was a chance.
I would park it, let's say like when I had to go like commute to work in a city, I would park it down by the ferry. You can't put your car on the ferry.
Oh, fuck, the ferry.
What am bunch of shit.
So it would take me literally 2 hours to get home.
From the ferry?
From the city.
Why?
From the ferry.
From the city to the ferry.
Because I wasn't fucking driving.
So you noticed?
I did. It's perfect.
LG shoot. He loves to balance it on his head when he's drunk. It's his thing. And it fucking pisses me off,
dude. I know. It's so funny.
Well, it's like when he's just reached that little bit of weirdness with left-handed cigarettes.
Yeah, too much.
He starts balancing shit on his head. So Emilio can post that to a story or whatever.
I'm going to post that on the Talking Shop Instagram page, which you should be following.
Yes,
if you don't follow,
please.
Then what the fuck are you doing?
Emilio, do we have a YouTube plug? What's the YouTube?
Oh, it's youtube.com/talkandshoppodcast.
I think you just posted something recently my dad saw. I was like, that was awesome. It was a long time ago, though.
Yeah, it was Lisa. Well, I've been.
Boom, Lisa Ann.
Yeah, so I've been posting old archive episodes.
Dad thought Lisa Ann was awesome.
So it's old archived episodes.
He goes, "How was Lisa Ann?" I was like, "Well, she was fine. I mean, that was a long time ago, Dad." He goes, "Well, I just saw it recently." I realized that I googled her
and saw my son's name.
Like I said, I didn't know who she was. I've never called a brother to her.
So
who catches a brother to real porn stars anymore? Everything's fake amateur.
No, that's still a thing.
Yeah, all brothers still kind of do.
Well, I go down my own rabbit holes. It's been me out of this.
Oh yeah, you know.
How many OnlyFans do you subscribe to?
None. Zero. You. How many do you subscribe to?
None.
You can't now.
I can't right now.
Yeah. Listen, I have a bedroom off. In my fucking palatial state, so I'm good.
I can flick your cock and you'd come all over.
Oh, I'd probably have to give you a kiss afterwards.
You know what's fucked up?
That Ghostbuster shot.
I haven't used my sex swing since the pay-per-view. I don't think I can fuck it anymore.
Why? Is because it has the pay-per-view smell on it?
No, it's just downstairs now and out of the way.
You don't want to bring it upstairs?
It's a lot of work. It's heavy. You got to maneuver it through the house.
How is that thing bouncing on your stupid head?
Don't you have minions that could bring it up to the room for you?
I don't want them touching my sex swing. Where they're going to put their feet in the stirrups. I can swing around.
You give them rules. You give them rules. Don't smell it.
They're just smelling it.
Oh, God.
Just giving it
a
whiff.
Imagine Vernon just going, oh, yeah.
So this is what he smells like.
Well, and Vernon talks. If he drives you for an hour, he talks for the whole entire hour.
Vernon doesn't listen to this. I'm going to disclose some information. It's really fucking my house up. This is real shit.
Vernon watches our dogs, right? And a lot of times...
Look at this. Fuck you, man. Fuck. You know what, dude? You're a real piece of shit.
A lot of times... A lot of, I'm telling you a fucking story. So Vernon comes over.
Stupid thing on your head. Take it off, man.
No. It's cooling. It's a cooling sensation. If you would try it, you would love it.
Yes, it is. Fuck you, dude.
Here's what happens, though. Vernon comes over and he refuses to go in any of the spare bedrooms. We have a whole downstairs set up for him. We got a spare bedroom. You've been in my house. Yeah. I have a nice sized home that he can sleep in.
It's a great house.
He lays on the couch. He watches TV and he unwraps his wounded open foot with no toes on it. And then he walks to the bathroom. I watch him do it on the camera in the guest bathroom. And then I just thought, well, he goes to the bathroom. He won't sleep in a bed. No problem. I don't think it's a big deal. Then Beth comes to me like 3 weeks ago and she goes, I got to talk to you about something. I said, what? She said, Jim is leaving some stuff.
Oh, oh my God.
In the house.
Got it.
In the house that I think you need to know about. And I go, well, what kind of stuff is he leaving in the house? Is he coming everywhere? That's my thought. No. She said, well, I've been a nurse for all these years, ER nurse, all this bullshit. She goes, underneath the toilet bowl, sits on there and there's a bunch of like schmegma, which is like a leaked bodily fluid that apparently oozes out of Jim whenever he's in our home. And then she has to go in and put like gloves on and like scrub like the rim of this off the like the inside of the toilet bowl because it like
puke
leaks out of his body into our toilet and onto the floor next to the toilet. And I don't really know how to bring it up to him.
So here's the thing. You're gonna have to
can we explain who the fuck Jim is?
You can't schmegma my home.
We gotta explain who Jim is though. Like Jim
more schmegma.
But Jim is Vernon Love.
If you
go to Gallows's
Jim works.
Some of Gallows' worst posts on Instagram are include that son of a
bitch. But here's the thing.
He's Gallows' biggest minion.
He's on a salary. He's my personal, he's my PA.
He's been fired before, though. You brought him back.
He's been fired a couple times.
You fired him, brought him back.
Well, I'm tough to work for. Low wages, abuse. No.
Just kidding. I know. Dude.
That's nice.
No, we're looking at pictures of Gallows. with this stupid thing on his head. Dude, look at his. What is that one? Last night Gallows was taking a drink of whatever he was drinking. He had a piece of bread on his head. They thought he was balancing it. Just bread on his head. You know, that's what he does.
Anyway, Schmagma is a problem.
Anyways, most importantly, Emilio.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy AEW tonight?
Absolutely.
I didn't realize you were going to the show tonight.
Yeah.
Then we see that you're sitting with Bethany.
Yes, that was Gallows, a nice surprise.
Gallows' wife. You guys are hanging out.
She say anything about the Schmagma?
No, she didn't tell me about the Schmagma. We didn't bring up the Schmagma.
Did you enjoy the show?
Absolutely. The main event.
Main event was what you came for.
The main event was what I came for. The boys.
The whole show was probably hot, though.
It was the whole thing from start to finish.
Yeah. You get CM Punk coming out. Of course, it's going to be great.
We got a heavy roster here, brother.
I mean, this is a heavy roster.
It's a roster of just... It's a murderer's row. It's like the 1927 Yankees, to be honest with you.
So yeah, there you go.
It was so good. That's a good way to put it. To me, the main event was so good because I think everybody that was involved tag team-wise... is just at their fucking peak right now. Like, they're unstoppable. Fun, Lucha Bros are probably...
Oh, they're the most exciting act in the fucking
world. Ray Phoenix, I can watch him for He's hours incredible. And not get tired of anything but that man does. But
he can literally do anything that you can think of, he can do it.
And then Penta is just so over with the hand gesture. I mean, there was just an entire arena just going... next level. Just going, Cero Morero! And I'm just like, yo, this is...
Then you got to give the Lucha guys.
The Jurassic Express, man. They come out, they had the pyro, and then they have a cool shot where JB's flexing, and then they have Marco, and then Luchasaurus.
Like, every girl in the world wants to fuck Jungle Boy. Let's talk.
I saw signs.
Let's talk.
I want to fuck Jungle Boy. I love Jungle Boy.
I want to fuck Jungle Boy.
How can you not? He's a good looking dude.
I'm gonna.
That's hot, man.
But it's true. Like, he's those guys, in the big man is fucking. He's turned it into his own little niche.
Him and Gallows were trading some kicks tonight.
Brothering around, a little brothering.
Yeah. I seen that. Those kicks were pretty high tonight, dude.
I might almost broke his nose on the Germany game.
I think my nose is broken. I think it is actually, but.
Yeah, he goes, the doctor checked me out and my nose isn't broken. I'm looking, boy, it looks pretty crooked.
Listen, I don't have a degree in medical science or anything.
Can you sprain a nose?
Have you tried to breathe through it?
Can you see my pussy, Dale? Have you seen?
Can you see my pussy, Dale?
You know, horrible boss. That's our favorite thing of all time. Can you see my pussy? No.
And then you guys come out, and it's the fucking best.
Next level.
Well, I love the matching gear.
It's rock and roll, baby.
It's been so uniform, like, since the Toon Squad stuff. Now tonight was like the old black attire, as I like to call it. You guys came murdered out.
Oh, looks cool. We're
I loved it. The Bucks were wearing the sneakers. I like the sneakers Bucks were wearing.
You like a good sneaker guy.
Yeah, I do.
You're a sneaker guy.
I'm wearing.
Here we go.
Look at those Jordans.
You can't be walking around all flying so clean, thinking some woman's not going to want to suck the kiss.
Listen, I'm a good looking guy. I know these things. It's very easy for me. But I say no.
Hide your cock, buddy.
But I say no. I have to have self control.
I'm going to get you a chastity.
Can the Fink come down? Because we're getting close to where we need to probably intro out. Can the Fink come out and talk a little bit?
I don't. It's not on me to conjure up the Fink.
Yes, it is, because the Fink, you're the vessel. You're like literally.
He loves you.
That's true.
He loves me too.
But it's like Ghost, and I got that reference, by the way, last week.
It's only us.
I think because we're gentlemen of a certain age.
Yeah, because the good sister was like,
before we get into anything.
Yeah, last week's guest,
I love Tasha Steele. She is so good. But you guys kept on making the argument, well, nobody finishes a sentence on Talk and Shop if you're a guest. And then so she was starting to speak a little bit, and then you're like, so hold up. And she let out this belly pop. That
couldn't take it.
She just couldn't take it. And her exact words were, I fucking love this shit.
She knew
it.
She said that.
And then you guys went into like a whole 15-minute spiel about how you'll never hear Orange Cassidy speak.
Then the pop was over. And nobody got to hear Tasha Steele's talk.
Orange wants to come back to finish the fucking story.
Yeah, Orange can't wait.
He loves it. Yeah.
No, but he started off, the best part about the Orange interview was he started talking about tacos.
There was no interview.
And then that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, then he disappeared.
Yeah. Because we didn't let him talk.
You gotta understand something. We don't have a podcast because we don't have a lot to say.
In Las Vegas, Mojo goes like, guys, why am I even out here?
We go, I don't know either. It's
like, hey, we didn't book you, bro.
Yeah. We're not sure either, bud.
I guess anyways, Steve needs a friend.
When and then AJ comes out and fucking just rocks the house. Fuck.
I heard.
Unbelievable.
The tears were flowing that night.
Bro, it was very emotional. Anyone here
funny? We're live.
Of course we are.
You know, I was so drunk. I looked over and he started crying. And when I get drunk like that, it's Las Vegas. A lot of things are legal. Yeah. I had a lot of smoke flowing through my train.
Yeah, yes, you did.
I hung out with Godfather early in the afternoon. And I said, fuck, I don't know how to react. So I turned around and fake cried for a second. And then I went, what am I doing? Then I just turned back around. And I was like, yeah.
But
if you watch it back, you see me. Like,
you're happy.
I see him crying. And I go,
well, you got to remember.
I turned around and went, and then I went,
crocodile tears?
Hey, yeah.
Little crocodile tears?
Yeah, a little fake cry.
Hold on. I wasn't just crying. Like, listen.
No, you were crying like a
little. If I wasn't 25 beers
you
deep.
You look like Little Debbie.
I would have been fine.
You were crying.
I was, yeah, remember, these live shows were blacked out the whole
fucking
time.
Buddy, I know. Yeah, I fake cried. I'm not making fun of you.
Were you sober for this one, both of you?
My God. In Vegas?
I'm talking about, listen, maybe not like the wacky tobacco, but I'm talking about like the gimmicks.
You think we're sober? I don't remember the show.
Oh, well, there you go.
In Las Vegas?
Right. I'm just saying.
We're getting better.
We're getting better.
We were fired up. We were fired up in Vegas. Okay. We had a green room.
Okay. I'm nervous then.
Well, you know how it is.
I thought Brutus Beefcake.
Well, you saw Tampa.
Tampa was good, and then Baltimore was incredible.
We have our own.
Baltimore's a lot of fun.
We have our own rooms.
Yeah.
This one was worse. It was Vegas.
Okay. All right.
And I went to the pool all day first.
Of course you did.
Oh, that's why your tan looks so good.
You know, baby.
I love it.
Well, of course, we did the talking shop live. Then we did a 1 hour meet and greet that none of us remember doing. Then we went to a club.
I remember negotiating a signing fee for October.
Oh, boy.
You're booked.
Oh, bitch. Yeah, but then we went to the club.
What and club of course, did you go to?
Exactly, on the record. Off the record.
We went to a club. What do you think happened?
Hell.
Brought it up?
It all sucked.
It all went to shit.
Oh, okay.
Because it's just, we went too
far. We're fighting with the wives. We're fighting with each other. We're fighting with the promoters.
Can fake come in?
I'm so glad that I avoided all of this then.
No, we needed you there. Hello?
Well, hello, you little loudmouth cocksucker.
You're a little late, prick.
Yeah, well, you know, I couldn't get a fucking word in edgewise because all you were doing was down here spouting your bullshit and telling your lies.
Fink.
What?
I missed you, man.
Yeah, no, you didn't, asshole. Really? I heard Justin Roberts say your name tonight. I don't think there was a twinkle in your eye for me, you piece of shit.
Trust me, I wish you... Trust me, I wish you were here, Fink. Trust me.
I wish I was, too. Anyway,
come on,
ladies and gentlemen, from somewhere in the Midwest, it's getting a little cold for August. Oh, it's September. We are live in the Hyatt.
Almost blew it.
Because Hot Carl likes to stooge off the shoot hotels, so the boys get hounded for autographs.
That's not true. Oh. Fuck off.
Yes, okay, it's not. I'm just kidding.
Fuck you, Fink.
Yeah, the Fink always lies about everything. Anyway, here in the room.
You're a little late, Fink.
That's because you won't shut up.
Sorry.
You put a little size in your biceps, and now you fucking think you can push people around. even your heavenly spiritual friends.
Sorry.
You come down with divine grace and just want a little sip of the blood of Christ. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, live from the downtown Hyatt in Chicago, Illinois, for the first time on the road without Rocky, thank Christ. Here are your hosts, Emilio's friend. I don't remember his name, but he's a nice guy, and he's politely laughed at most of the jokes. Also, your producer, he hasn't jizzed in over 7
since
months. Just call it 7. He's wearing beads around his neck because he needs to come so bad he put himself on a pearl necklace.
Oh.
He's taking his hair down. I kind of want to come myself.
I want to come on him.
Even though I can't because I'm...
I'm going to come on him.
Don't,
it smells.
Don't come on him.
I smell it.
Don't come on him. He's got Pert Plus in his hair.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's got on a V-neck, thick, luscious chest hair, and some Air Jordans of vintage design that I'm not sure the number. He is, they're threes, Emilio Sparks.
Fink.
What? Fink had a little bit of the blood.
He had a Snorsky from Ball's teeth.
Fink had himself a bottle of Malbec before he floated on down. Maybe you weren't talking so much. Maybe the Fink was getting himself a heavenly buzz.
You're allowed to drink up there?
Well, of course you can drink the blood of Christ.
Jesus.
Where? Oh, he's always with us. Anyway. Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm done.
Ladies and gentlemen. The co-host, he's wearing some old collar and elbow shorts that have been washed too much because he lost all of our merch. The back of his head's hurting because I'm so fucking funny. Sorry. I was excused a curse word. He's coming home to Cincinnati, Ohio next week for AEW Dynamite. If you live there and you want to bring him presents, make sure you address them care of Doc Gallows. Anyway, he is the machine gun, Carl Sanderson.
Thank you, Fink. Appreciate you, baby.
You're welcome. Anyway, and the real host of the show, a sexual Tyrannosaurus, not a Luchasaurus, a dinosaur with small arms and a vicious bite. He's got cock for days, and he just loves to wag it through the town. What? He stands 7'1". He has 3.2% body fat. He's never taken steroids, and he's not an alcoholic. He is 7-time world tag team champion, the Big LG, Duck Go!
Fink, get the fuck out of here, dog.
All right, it's time for me to go. I've
overstayed
my welcome.
Yeah, you have. Hey, guys, once again, we accomplished nothing. Thirty or 40 minutes of your guys' life just wasted.
I'm getting us right to the fucking airport.
If you wanted to tune in and listen to us talk about Kenny Omega's 5-star or Kenny Omega's promo or
all that stuff was great.
How good our match was on Dynamite or how cool we were in Impact. Well, you got none of that.
Well, we're gonna talk about that next week. Until then, I'm gonna spill more Tropical Punch Truly Hard Seltzer all over my cock.
Hey, for Emilio's friend. What was his name?
Phil. We're in Chicago. Of course his name is Phil. For Emilio's friend Phil in Chicago. I'm going to puke.
God. Son of a bitch. For Phil.
Brooks.
For the machine gun. I don't think Phil Brooks will ever come on Talking Shop. We'll see. For the machine gun, for Balls Deep Billy, who hasn't came in 8 months, man. This is a big deal.
So much.
For Big LG, Doc Gallows, we appreciate you guys for sticking with us for some fucking reason.
You guys.
Nothing but love.
Yep.
Thank you guys. Out.
Pooping.